भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 14, Text 45.
Yajnaya Dharma Pataye Vidhi Naipunaya Yogaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Isharaya Narayanaya Hareye Nama Iti Udaram Hasyan Nrigatvam Api Yaha Samudajahara Yagyaya Dharma Pataye Vidhinai Punaya Yogaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Sharaya Narayanaya Haraye Nama Ityudaram Asyan Mrigatvam Apiya Samudajahara Yajnaya Dharma Pataye Vidhinai Punaya Yogaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Sharaya Narayanaya Haraye Nama Ityudaram Asyan Mrigatvam Apiya Samudajahara Yajnaya Dharma Pataye Vidhinai Punaya Yogaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Sharaya Narayanaya Haraye Nama Ityudaram Asyan Mrigatvam Apiya Samudajahara Yajnaya Dharma Pataye Vidhinai Punaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Sharaya Ayanaya Haraye Nama Ityudaram Asyan Mrigatvam Apiya Samudajaharam Yajnaya Dharma Pataye Vidhinai Punaya Yogaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Sharaya Narayanaya Haraye Nama Ityudaram Asyam Mrigatvam Apiya Samudajahara Yajnaya
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead who enjoys the results of all great sacrifices
Dharma Pataye
Unto the Master or Propounder of religious principles.
Oh, religious principles.
Vinayapunaya, who gives the devotee the intelligence to follow the regulative principles expertly. Yogaya, the personification of mystic yoga. Sankhya Shirase, who taught the Sankhya philosophy, or who actually gives knowledge of Sankhya to the people of the world. Prakriti Isharaya, the supreme controller of this cosmic manifestation. Narayanaya, the resting place of the innumerable living entities. Nara means the living entities, and Ayana means the shelter. Haraye, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Hari. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Iti, thus, Udaram, very loudly. Hasyam, smiling. Mrigatvam api, although in the body of a deer. Yaha, who, samudha jahara, chanted. Even though in the body of a deer, Maharaj Bharat did not forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, when he was giving up the body of a deer, he loudly uttered the following prayer. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sacrifice personified. He gives the results of ritualistic activity. He is the protector of religious systems, the personification of mystic yoga, the source of all knowledge, the controller of the entire creation, and the supersoul in every living entity. He is beautiful and attractive. I am quitting this body, offering obeisances unto him, and hoping that I may perpetually engage in his transcendental loving service. Uttering this, Maharaj Bharat left his body. Purport. The entire Vedas are meant for the understanding of karma, gyan, and yoga. Fruitive activity, speculative knowledge, and mystic yoga. Whatever way of spiritual realization we accept, the ultimate goal is Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entities are eternally connected with him via devotional service. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ante Narayana Smritihi. The perfection of life is to remember Narayan at the time of death. Although Bharat Maharaj had to accept the body of a deer, he could remember Narayan at the time of death. Consequently, he took birth as a perfect devotee in a Brahmin family. This confirms the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. One who falls from the path of self-realization takes birth in a family of brahmanas or wealthy aristocrats. Although Maharaj Bharat appeared in the royal family, he became neglectful and took birth as a deer. Because he was very cautious within his deer body, he took birth in a Brahmin family as Jarbharat. During this lifetime, he remained perfectly Krishna conscious and preached the gospel of Krishna consciousness directly, beginning with his instructions to Maharaj Rahugana. In this regard, the word yogaya is very significant. The purpose of Ashtanga Yoga, as stated by Madhvacharya, is to link or connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goal is not to display some material perfections.
Agyanatimirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurinmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanyamano bhistam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupakadamahyam tathati shapadantikam bandeham shri guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatanditam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha kopatrubhyascha, kripa sindhobhya eva cha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yajnaya Dharma Pataye Vidhinai Punaya Yogaya Sankhya Shirase Prakriti Sharaya Narayanaya Haraye Nama Ityudaram Hasyan Mrigatvam Apiya Samudajahara. Okay, we ran out of power. As stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaitukiya Pratiyata, devotional service can't be stopped by any material circumstance. So here, Bharat Maharaj was trapped in the body of a deer. Sometimes we think, oh, because of my low birth and my this and my that, how can I ever become Krishna conscious? But here, we see that King Bharat was trapped in a deer's body, and still he was Krishna conscious. The same thing was noted by Prahlad Maharaj. After all the demigods had offered prayers to Lord Nrsingadev, and Lord Nrsingadev was still not satisfied. He was still angry. Brahma was pushing Prahlad forward. He came for you, he came for you. You try to satisfy the Lord. And Prahlad is thinking, I'm just a child, and I'm a demon, and all these great demigods have offered their beautiful Sanskrit prayers to the Lord. What will I do? But then he remembered that, well, even an elephant who was being attacked by a crocodile offered prayers to the Lord, and the Lord accepted him. So let me try. So whether in an elephant's body, deer's body, ohetaki apratiyata, devotional service can't be stopped by material circumstances. It exists by spiritual potency, spiritual strength. So Bharat Maharaj was in that deer's body, and he came to the crucial point. Of course, before coming to that crucial point, Prabhupada said crucial point means everything's tested at the time of death. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chadichyante kalevaram tam tam upaiti kanteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever we think of at the time of death determines our next destination. So therefore it's a great test. And Maharaj Bharat had failed that test. In spite of being very exalted, actually. Uttama shloka lalasa. What is that? Dishyajan dara sutta. And he'd given up. It's so difficult if we ask someone that now you're getting old, your wife is old, your children have all gone off, they're married, they're working. Why don't you give up this householder life and spread Krishna consciousness or cultivate Krishna consciousness, go to Vrindavan, go to Mayapur? No, I'm needed, my family, my sons are not quite settled and this and that. They'll have so many excuses because attached. That attachment is so strong. Even in old age, one doesn't want to give up his old wife and distant family members. And Bharat Maharaj was so advanced, uttama shloka lalasa. He had so much attraction, affection for Krishna, that he gave up his young wife, his children, his kingdom. You know, we don't want to give up our apartment. He gave up his kingdom, everything. The way one leaves stool after passing it, he gave up everything just to dedicate his everything to Krishna. But somehow he became distracted by a cute little deer. His mind was deviated, it was captured. Haranti prasabham manaha. Pashehi yasyendriyani. No, that's a different verse. Anyway, his. Prama indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. The senses are so strong, mind is among them, chief among them, that they get attached to something, jayato vishaya pumsam, start thinking about something, get pulled away, and lost. Smriti brahmashad buddhi nasho buddhi nashat pranashati. So that actually happened to Bharat Maharaj, although he'd attained the state of ecstasy, bhava, which is just one small step below pure love for Krishna. Although he'd attained such a high stage, he was captivated by a dependent little deer. The deer has no mother. The deer, what will happen to the deer? The deer is depending on me. I have to see to the deer. And the deer captured his heart so that at the time of death, instead of having Krishna in his heart, he had the deer in his heart. And therefore he failed the test. And the result was that he came back as what he was thinking of. He came back as a deer. But svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate, it wasn't svalpa, it was a lot. What is that? Pratyavayo navidyate. There's no diminution. So the same level of advancement that he'd achieved in his previous life, he was able to retain, even though he got the deer's body. So he thought, intelligently, that I've blown it. I made such a foolish mistake. I became attracted to an insignificant deer. I had a choice between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and an animal, and I chose the animal. Most people don't know. They're ignorant and they choose an animal. I saw yesterday some picture, I think it was someone's, you know, profile picture, and he's showing himself, no, it was a lady. Man or a lady? Anyways, some person with a big dog. You know, like you might be with your girlfriend or boyfriend. This person was there with a big dog. And, you know, because they don't know any better. The dog is the man's best friend, and people think it's nice if you have a dog. Even here now in Bombay, it's become very fashionable to have a dog. And people are giving their love to the dog because ignorant. They don't know any better. Nate vidu swartha katim hi Vishnu. But Bharat Maharaj knew that the goal is to reach Krishna. More than knowing, he was actually attracted. It wasn't just gyan, it was realized knowledge. He was attracted to Krishna. And still, Maya is so tricky that he became attracted to an animal and forgot about Krishna. But in the next life, although in a deer's body, he knew that I made this mistake, I shouldn't make it again. But now I've gotten this life, some good fortune must be there, because generally a deer doesn't know anything. He's just he knows how to eat, sleep, have sex, and run away from danger. Somehow, although I'm in the body of a deer, I remember. Jati smaran. He remembered his previous birth. He remembered this is what happened. So it's my good fortune. Now I have to be very serious. So he spent that whole lifetime as a deer, associating with sages, hearing. So that at the time of death, this time he passed the test. That's also in the sixth chapter. That after many births, even if one is not successful in one birth, then after however many births it takes, finally he'll achieve success. Finally he'll achieve success. Not one lifetime and then it's either heaven or hell for eternity. But however many lifetimes, then finally success. So Bharat Maharaj knew that, and therefore he, at the crucial time, the time of death, because he'd prepared himself for his whole life with great seriousness, and because he was attracted to Krishna. At the time of death, hasyam nagatvam, although he was in the body of a deer, he was smiling. In the material world, if something happens to us, we become morose. If I break an arm, or if my senses are... just like our Radha Govinda Maharaj, he's had a stroke, so he's paralyzed to some extent. He can't, doesn't have full mobility. But his business is Bhagavad Gita. His business is not to be morose. So what's Krishna, what was the use of being a devotee? He didn't protect me. What protection will there be for this material body? But whatever the circumstance, let me go on with Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Katha, chant Hare Krishna, remember Krishna, and go back to Krishna. Guru Napi Vichalyate. What is that? Yam Labdva Chapram Labha Manyate Nadikam Tataha Yasmin Stato Nadukena Guru Napi Vichalyate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, when a person actually becomes Krishna conscious, then he thinks there's nothing better than this. There's nothing, nadikam tataha. Nothing is better than Krishna consciousness. Situated in that way, he's not deviated even by the heaviest circumstances. I was just seeing one book written by an Armenian devotee who'd been imprisoned during the Soviet communist times. And although so torture was imposed upon him, so much difficulty, he and other devotees remained fixed in Krishna consciousness. Guru Napi Vichalyate. So heavy. So heavy. Still fixed. So it was heavy punishment to be stuck inside the body of a deer your whole life. Not even a human body, but a deer's body. But still, hasyam mrigatvam. Although in a deer's body, he's smiling. And although he's dying also, generally at the time of death, we don't smile. It's not our what we envision as being our happy day. But King Bharat was in a deer's body. He's dying, and he's happy. He's happy. He's loudly chanting. In the Bible also it said, "Better the day of death than the day of birth." Actually, the day of death is better. The day of birth, you don't know what's going to happen. But the day of death, if you can fix your mind on Krishna, then your life is successful. We're so proud in this life of whatever we are, but we can be proud when we've passed the test. Also in the Bible it said, let not the man putting on armor brag like the person taking it off. Right, you're starting the marathon and you're bragging. Well, let's see your scores at the end of the marathon, then you can brag. So here's Bharat Maharaj, in a deer's body at the time of death, and he's smiling. That means joyful. Brahmabhuta prasanatma nashochati nirkankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. He was in the postgraduate stage of transcendental happiness because his mind was fixed on Krishna. His mind was fixed on Krishna. And therefore, samudajahara, he chanted very loudly, udaram, udaram, samudajahara, loudly chanting the glories of the Lord. Narayanaya, yagyaya, the supreme beneficiary of all sacrifices, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam, Dharmapati, the person who's in charge of all dharma, or who's the goal of all dharma, and Vidhi Naipunaya, the person who gives intelligence by which we can follow the regulative principles. If one is serious, wants to attain perfection in Krishna consciousness, one has to follow the regulative principles. That requires intelligence. And dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. If one is always engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna will give him intelligence by which to follow the regulative principles very expertly. Niyamagraha, without neglecting the regulative principles and without being a fanatic about following the regulative principles, without while forgetting the purpose of those principles, just rules for the sake of rules. One has to be very, very expert so that he doesn't just become a rule follower. That's what's called legalism. The Christians have used this term, legalism. It means that you know all the things that you're supposed to do, and you do all the things that you're supposed to do, and maybe even you're very fixed on, well, no, it's not supposed to be that way, it's supposed to be this way. Not 2 drops of water, 3 drops of water. And not over your right shoulder, over your left shoulder. And not between 7 and 8, but no earlier than 8:15. He's very expert about all the rules, but no substance. No substance. His whole life is dedicated to rules only, without the substance for which the rules are meant. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam najatuchit sarvavidhi nishedasyu. What? Etayor etakinkaran. All the rules and regulations are meant for 2 purposes only. Always to remember Vishnu, Krishna, never to forget Vishnu. Those are the only 2 rules. All the other rules are servants of those 2. Not that we'll say, well, I'm following those 2 rules, I can forget all the others. Then he's not naipunya. That's not naipunya. That's not expertise. Expert means he follows, but he keeps in mind the purpose. My purpose is to develop my love for Krishna. My purpose is always to remember Krishna, never to forget Krishna. So the king understood that. So vidhi naipunaya, yogaya, all yoga, vasudeva para yoga. All yoga is meant for reaching Vasudev, the personality of Godhead. Sankhya Shirase, who gives actual knowledge about matter and spirit, who's the supreme controller of the cosmic manifestation, who's Narayan, the supreme personality of Godhead, and who's Hari, who takes away all material illusions from his devotees. So Namaha Iti, the Amparat Maharaj in the body of a deer, offered his final obeisances to the Lord in this way. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Something. I think there's supposed to be a second microphone, isn't there?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. So to give up ego and attachment, as you see in case of...
Hold on a second, let the plane go by.
Hare Krishna.
Or helicopter or whatever it is at this time of day.
To give up ego and attachment, it takes many lifetimes.
It may take many lifetimes, or Prabhupada said, why wait many lifetimes? Be serious and finish it up in this lifetime.
In this lifetime. So ISKCON is helping us in these things?
I hope so.
Because one of the devotees said, if you want to come to ISKCON, give up your attachment, ego, and then come to ISKCON. One of the devotees told me, if you want to come to ISKCON, give up your ego, attachment, and then come to ISKCON. So I said, maybe there is something, because ISKCON should help us in giving up this, attachment and ego.
Yeah, if everyone waits till they give up ego and attachment before coming to ISKCON, we'll have empty temples all over the world.
Right, Maharaj. That's what I was saying. We need help.
Yeah. Prabhupada gave the example of the hospital. The hospital is meant for the diseased persons. So everyone in this material world is diseased. And if we wait till we're cured before entering the hospital, that's backwards.
Thank you, Maharaj. Second question, Maharaj. So for grahasthas, how important it is to have Mangalarti in the house, whatever it is we have, at maybe 4:30 morning should we have, and what is the importance of it, Maharaj?
For the grahasthas, the deity worship is very important, because grahastha life tends to swallow us up. One becomes involved with griha, kshetra, sutta, apta, vittai. One becomes very much preoccupied with wife, or husband, family members, children, job and money, home, so many things. And unless there's a strong program for Krishna consciousness, we'll get swallowed up. We'll get swallowed up. So for the grahasthas, the deity worship is very important. If they're able to preach, that will be super excellent. But at least at the basis of everything, there should be a strong program of spiritual activities. And generally that means worship of the deity, for the grahasthas especially. If they don't have the deity and think that the deity is the center of my home, then they'll fall into the illusion that they themselves are the center. So the deity worship is very important. Now in householder life, exactly how deity worship goes on may have to be adjusted according to the individual circumstances. It's hard to be rigid. In the temple we can say 4:30, everybody's there, sign in on a little book, and if your name is not there then you starve for the morning or whatever it is. We can be very strict, because the brahmacharis have no other business. They have no other business. They must get up early in the morning, must attend Mangalarti, must do all of these things. 4:30, rigid. Otherwise it's offensive if the deity worship is not timely. So the temple worship is meant to be very exact. But in the home, things may need to be adjusted according to circumstances. It may not exactly be 4:15. But the principle is that the householder should rise early in the morning. He should worship the Lord, should hear and chant before the other activities of the day begin. That will be very, very beneficial for the householder. So the particulars of how he arranges that, we're not going to send out our police force and lay down strict rules. But the principle should be understood, to rise early in the morning and take advantage of that time for spiritual realization. Something else? Yes. The microphone has a life of its own. It goes where it goes.
Hello, excuse me. I know about Narayanji. I know about Narayanji.
About you are?
Narayanji.
Yeah.
I know more about Narayanji. Sri Narayanji.
Yes.
Narayanji, Narayanji. I know more about Narayanji. Sri Vishnuji.
Yes. Good. Most people don't know about Narayanji. Yes, tu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudrari Daivatai Samatrayanaiva Vikshetaya Pashandi Bhavedruvam. Generally, people not knowing what is what think that there's no difference between Sri Narayanji and Shivji and Durgaji and Ganeshji and Thisji and Thatji. They think that all of the devatas are on the same level, and therefore they're called aparadhis, offenders. So one should know that Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that no one can be equal to or greater than Narayan. That one should know. That the before there was the sun, before there was the moon, before there was Brahma or Shiva or anyone, Eko Narayana Asit, there was only Narayan and no one else. Then we get further information from Srimad Bhagavatam that that Narayan in his original form is Krishna. Narayana is Devaki Putra, it's Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. There are innumerable forms of Narayan. Sri Narayan, Varaha, Kurma, Narasringa, Matsya, so many. And Krishna is also one of the Narayan forms. But Sri Krishna is the original Narayan. This was expressed by Lord Brahma after he realized that I've stolen these cows from Krishna, thinking that Krishna was an ordinary cowherd boy. Just to have some fun, I stole his calves and cows and cowherd boys. But now he's defeated all of my mystic power. Now I've seen that although I took all the cows and boys away, he was still there with the same cows and boys. And not only that, then he showed me that everything was coming in and out of his body. All the universes, all the living entities, all the planetary systems, it was all within him. So seeing that manifestation of unlimited transcendental opulence, Lord Brahma, who's the original son of Sri Narayan, understood that you are Narayan himself. You're the original form of Narayan. You may appear to be just like a cowherd boy, and Narayan appears to be so opulent, so grand. But although you're appearing as a cowherd boy, you're that same Narayan. And in fact, the original source of Narayan, or the original manifestation, full manifestation of Narayan. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Why do you use a Kindle?
Why do I use what?
The Kindle.
Why do I use the Kindle?
Because I ask this because I feel that Brahmachari is supposed to give up material things. Right?
Okay. So you think a Brahmachari should give up material things. Why do I use a Kindle? The answer is several reasons. One thing is the way they build these book stands, the person is here and the book is way over there. So although it looks good, you know, that there's a book stand and so you can read the book, it's 100% impractical. I can't see a word of the book from where I'm sitting. So, but it's actually a Sony, but anyway, the e-book reader I can carry and see within seen distance, so it's practical. Another thing is, I travel all over the world. We have about 60 books. So it's a little bit impractical to have this one book over here, but traveling all around the world with 60 books is puts you exceeding the weight allowance of the airlines. So it's impractical. So for $100 US, you can get one of these things with all of Srila Prabhupada's books on it, and it's very practical. So the first answer is, it's practical. The second answer is, for a Krishna conscious person, nothing is material. Srila Rupa Goswami said, prapanchakataya bhujya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumung shubhi parityaga vairagyam palgu kachate. These things all are the energy of Krishna. You could have asked about the microphone. It's also material. Why is a sannyasi using a microphone? I'm using glasses also. They're just as material as the e-book reader. For that matter, I'm wearing clothes. They're material. And I got here in an airplane, which, although it doesn't belong to me, I bought a ticket for, and that was cost a lot more than the reader did. So we're using all of these material things. Why? I'm reading the book with an e-book reader. Srila Prabhupada wrote it with a dictaphone. Another mechanical contraption. He didn't use, you know, a pen and paper, what to speak of, like a quill and or something to impress a mark on a palm leaf. He used an electric dictating machine. So how can we use an electric dictating machine or an e-book reader or an airplane or all of these things? We're using them because we see that this is Krishna's energy. Bhumir apo nalo vayu kammano buddhir eva cha. All of these elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, ethereal machine, they're all my energy, Krishna says. So Krishna, our vision is that Krishna's energy should be used for Krishna's service. This temple is marble, and that's also, you know, very material. But we're using the marble, we're using the machines, we're using the whatever it is for Krishna's service. Because Rupa Goswami says to give up those things because we're eager for liberation is false renunciation. It's false renunciation. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjita nirbandha krishna sambande yukta vairagya uchite. What is real renunciation? Srila Rupa Goswami says it's to be unattached to material enjoyment or things for material enjoyment. Anasaktasya vishayan. The people are getting e-book readers for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They've got their cookbooks in their e-book readers. They've got books to tell them how to get to sleep more easily. They've got lots of books about sex. They've got books about building houses and defending themselves. So whatever things they have, their car is for material enjoyment, their airplane is for material enjoyment. But the devotee is not attached to material enjoyment. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjata. He uses everything the way it should be used. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe. In relationship to Krishna, for the service of Krishna. Yukta vairagya muchate. That's called yukta vairagya. We're still connected with these things, but the connection is that it should all be dedicated to the service of Krishna. Is that okay? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you are talking about...
We go till 7, 8:45, I think, today. And there's a function and all of that, so maybe we should end on time. Is there a timekeeper? Tell me what to do. We can go a little longer? Okay. Yes.
You were talking about getting higher taste, and then you were telling that by getting that higher taste, one is never disturbed. So that is level of very advanced devotees. So how when even neophyte...
So you begin from wherever you are. You may not be Bharat Maharaj, but whoever you are, you cultivate Krishna consciousness. I may not be on the platform of Bhava, I may not be so exalted, whatever it is. I must have some taste, or why did I come? So that taste can be increased. That taste can, or like a spark. There's a little spark, and if you fan it nicely, you'll get a big fire. If we neglect it and say, well, it's just a spark, forget it, then it'll go out. But if you fan it carefully, spark becomes a little something more, and soon you've got a bonfire. So we shouldn't be discouraged. We should just begin at the beginning or start wherever we are and increase. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for a very wonderful class. I'm a householder, I'm living outside the temple. I'm pretty concerned about the crimes taking place. I'm pretty concerned about the crimes taking place, especially since I'm living outside the temple. So what should my approach be towards the crimes taking place towards others? Towards the others, living entities, and if it happens to me, what should be my approach towards these social crimes all over the world?
Social crimes?
Like shooting, rapes.
Crimes.
Like shootings, rapes, like any, all these serious crimes.
You should know that you're in a dangerous world. The material world is the place where there's danger at every step. There's crime. There's traffic accidents. There's disease. There's other kinds of accidents. Fall off of this, fall off of that. There's old age. There's so many dangers. It's not, you know, the newspaper likes crime. People like to read about crime. The crime is only one of the things. Buildings collapse and this happens and that happens. Padam padam yad vipadam. At every stage, you dig a hole and then you're fixing a fence and a snake comes out. You're chopping something with an axe and the head of the axe flies off and hits you in the face. At every step there's danger. Why only crime? So many dangers. If there's pregnancy, there's danger. The wife may die in childbirth. If there's no pregnancy, the wife dies of a broken heart. You know, there's one way or another, there's danger at every step. Padam padam yadvipadam, Natesha. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, the material world is no place for a gentleman. We should take it that this material world is an unsuitable place for residence. Danger at every step. Therefore, our urgent business is to get out.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Kapil Dev, he instructed to his mother that attachment is never become old.
Attachment?
Never become old.
Never becomes old.
Prasangam ajaram pasam atmanam kapayavitam. So how one can transfer his attachment towards sadhu? Because this attachment is contaminated. which advertisement.
Advancement, they didn't used to have this. Yes.
But this attachment towards material enjoyment, but the same attachment, he says, sa eva sadhu sukratam. The
same attachment.
Means that attachment which towards material enjoyment.
Yeah.
The same attachment we can transport towards sadhu.
Sadhu, yes.
Then it will be purified.
Then what?
Then that attachment.
Purified, yes.
But how this contaminate attachment will be transferred towards the sadhu?
By service. We become attached to a sadhu, especially by hearing from the sadhu, and by associating with the sadhu. Bhavamatra sadhu sanghe sarvasiddhi. You're not going to become attached to a sadhu without association to a sadhu. Just I'm not going to become attached to a girl I never see, never hear about, never talk to. When there's some proximity, then, oh, nice looking. Or she says something, I say, nice voice. Or I do something for her, she says, oh, thank you so much. By some connection, the attachment develops. Well, that should be transferred to the sadhu. We should hear from the sadhu, especially. The real thing is, people want to see a sadhu, they want darshan. Darshan means just seeing. And then they just want to offer, you know, they offer obeisances and have their little kid press his head to the floor. And then that's their darshan. But the real thing is to hear. To hear from the sadhu. And as we hear from the sadhu, our attachment will increase because we're getting transcendental knowledge. And by serving the sadhu. Sometimes we're eager that people want to take service from sadhus. Give us your they want ashirvads, you know. Whatever inconvenience they can cause to the sadhu, as long as they can extract some ashirvad so that their son will pass his graduation exam or something, they're happy. But that's not actually the idea. The idea is, how can I serve the sadhu? Narad Muni was in a fortunate position. His mother was a dasi, she was a servant. So she was serving some sadhus. Could have been serving anyone, but by some good fortune, that Chaturmasya, she was serving some sadhus. So he got to serve the sadhus. He was a nice boy, and he was helping, so he was doing sadhu seva. So by hearing and by serving, and by a humble attitude, tad vidhi panipatena paripashnena seva, then the attachment will come. The Satsarup Maharaj, when he was a new devotee, was typing. And he was working outside at a welfare office, and Prabhupada would give him manuscripts, and he would type the manuscripts and bring them back to Prabhupada. So that was his service. So he was doing that service, and one day he brought the manuscripts to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, this is not mechanical. If you love me, then I'll love you. So it developed. He was doing some service, maybe mechanically, or with some enthusiasm, and then the Prabhupada increased it. That's the duty of the sadhu, to increase one's attachment to Krishna, one's attachment to devotional service. So Prabhupada took the initiative that if you love me, I'll love you. Same thing, there's a spark, so we fan that spark. The sadhu does that. That's his nature.
Smartity happens due to our sukruti.
Slowly, please.
This happens due to our sukruti. Means
due to sukriti. And if you get into the association of a sadhu, then you get sukriti. By sukriti, or by good fortune, we come in touch with a sadhu, and then you can go into overdrive. By lava matra, what is sadhu? Sukriti is one thing, but the association of a sadhu is so powerful that even by lava matra, lava is a fraction of a second, just by a fraction of a second's association, sarva siddhi hoy, we can get all perfection. That sadhu sangha is so valuable. Prabhupada gave the example that someone asked Prabhupada, what is causeless mercy? And Prabhupada made a motion like giving like this. He said, you don't have any money, and someone just gives you a big bag full of money. That's causeless mercy. So the nature of the sadhu is to be merciful. Titikshava karunika. Chanaya karunya gana ganatam. He's getting mercy from Krishna and he's distributing mercy. You know, like you want water, you go to a tap, you get water, because water is flowing out of the tap. That's the business of a tap. It gets water and you open it up and water comes out. So the spiritual master, of course, there you have to do something. But the cloud, if you just get under the cloud, the water will come down. So if we can associate with the sadhu, but there's a way also, by being humble, by rendering service, by hearing, then rapidly. Janiyati ashu vairagyam jnanam chayura vaitakam vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojit.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, no formal ceremony. Narada Muni was just, he didn't formally ask, sir, please give your blessings. But he was serving. So everything was there.
Hare Krishna. My one question is, according to the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam by Prabhupada, it is written, one of the jiva can progress up to the 78% attributes of Sri Krishna ji, like Brahmadevi is having, and all jivas could not progress further above that 78%. Above that, Sri Vishnu ji and Lord Shiva is having 84% and 93%, means Lord Shiva is having 84% attributes of Sri Krishna, and Sri Vishnuji is having 93% attributes of Krishna. So they are also not the complete. But according to ISKCON, Sri Vishnu is worshipable, and they are saying the Lord Shiva is not the Jiva Tattva, but he is not worshipable by the Vaishnavas.
Everybody is worshipable. For the Vaishnavas, even the ant is worshipable. Amanina Amanadena. We give respect even to the ant. And what to speak of great devatas like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Devi. What is that? Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujanam. In the Bhagavad Gita it said that a person who's austere in the activities of his life offers puja to Deva. You can take it as the Supreme Lord or the Devatas. Dvija, the Brahmanas. Guru, the spiritual master. Pragya, and respectable persons, the mother, the father. So it's not that we're only worshipping Krishna, we're worshipping our mother, we're worshipping our father, we're worshipping the cows, we're worshipping the Brahmins, we're worshipping the Tulsi, But we're not worshipping that, we're worshipping the Guru. But we don't think Tulsi is God, Guru is God, the cow is God, the Brahmin is God. We know that Krishna is God, and because Tulsi is in relationship with God, because the Guru is in relationship with God, because the Brahmin is in relationship with God, therefore we're giving respect to all of them also. Similarly, Lord Shiva, Devi, Ganesh, all Sarvadevata, we're offering respect, but only with that understanding that because they're servants of Narayan or Krishna. Not that we neglect, well, Shiva, who are you? You're not Krishna. Well, we say to our father, well, who are you? I worship Krishna, who are you? Not that we're disrespectful to others. We're more respectful to others. The devotee is respectful to every living being.
My question is that Sri Vishnuji is having also 7% less from Krishna. Then why he is called as God?
Because he's actually, there's a difference in category. There's a difference in category. That Krishna is always God in whichever way he appears. When he appears as a boar, he's God. When he appears as a fish, he's God. When he appears as a half lion, half man, he's God, because that's who he is. Just like the president of India, when he's in the Raj Bhavan, he's God. When he's on the golf course, he's God. When he's the president. When he's on the golf course, still he's the president. When he's at leisure with his wife, he's the president. Wherever he is, he's still the president. Now the governor is sitting in his mansion, and he's fully, you know, wearing his uniform, and he's got everything, and he's surrounded by his attendants, and the president's only on the golf course. That means the governor has now become more than the president, because the president is just wearing an informal shirt and he's not doing anything official, but the governor is all surrounded by big men and doing important business. No, he's still just the governor. Even when the president is sleeping, he's still the president. So Krishna, whether he's appearing as a boar, as a fish, as half lion, half man, as Narayan in the causal ocean or Narayan within the heart, he's always God. And the living entity, even if he's dressed up with a mukut and a flute and everything else, he's just a living entity. The Lord Shiva is more than the ordinary living entities. He has so much power, but he's still not on the level of Narayan or Krishna. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
You just give me an indication when I should stop. I should go. Okay.
Hare Krishna. One remains as a brahmachari or a sannyasi or grihastha. Is it because of his free choice, or that is also because of his prarabdha karma?
Is it because of his prarabdha karma or his
free choice? Out of free choice.
Is it because of his prarabdha karma or his free choice? It's an interesting question. Both. Both.
Hare Krishna.
Someone, suppose he comes in touch with the Krishna consciousness movement, but he's married. So that's his prarabdha karma, that's his previous business, so now he's married. So he doesn't have so much choice. Later he has choice, he can take sannyas. But as a young man, just like Prabhupada, he joined the mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But he was a newly married man, he said. So he didn't have that freedom. He wrote to his Guru Maharaj that I want to serve you, but I can't be like, I don't have that kind of access that the sannyasis and brahmacharis, that kind of free freedom from all responsibilities. I have grihastha responsibilities. So even though the desire was there, the obligations were there. Still later, because he had free choice, he left family life. He left family life. So that our life is a set, is presented to us in a certain way on account of our previous activities. We get a certain body and a certain country and certain circumstances and certain everything and everything and everything. Now what we do with that is up to us. Just like Bharat Maharaj, he was in the body of a deer and he took sannyas. Not exactly because of prarabdha karma, but because of previous devotional service. Previous devotional service is stronger than any material consideration. He was in a deer's body. Deers don't generally take sannyas. If you go to our sannyas committee, Prahlad Ananda Maharaj, and you say, you know, I have a deer, he wants to take sannyas. But this deer, without any formality, he left the association of the other deers and went to associate with the sadhus by free choice. So it's up, there's a certain set of circumstances presented to us, and then there's what we do with that. That's up to us.
Gadabhar had no prarabdha.
No prarabdha karma. Chanparat. Yeah. All right.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I feel we have, you know, the most authentic and genuine thing to give to the whole world. And everybody knows about this. So do you feel that we are not effectively spreading it, Maharaj, according to your personal choice? If there are some changes or something where we can be more effective, you can tell your personal, you know, ideas, if you have any, how to be more effective to the society.
Well, if I say some of the things that are on my mind, people will be offended. But there's a combination of two things. One is that because we're presenting the authentic thing, there are a lot of people who don't want it. If we present something inauthentic, then we can have more customers. And therefore, there's a tendency to present something inauthentic so that we'll get more customers and more appreciation and everybody will hop on board. That tendency is there. But that tendency should be resisted. We're not after, Prabhupada said, the costume jewelry, you know, cheap plastic jewelry. That's not our business. Our business is selling diamonds. So diamonds, the customers will be fewer, but it doesn't mean that for that reason we'll go into the plastic jewelry business and have lots of customers. So that's the first thing, that customers may be less because they don't want our product. They want Maya. They don't want Krishna. Then the other side is that, well, we're the salesmen. We have to be more effective. We have to stay focused. We have to be intelligent. We have to deploy all of the resources Krishna has given us. We have to be very serious about Krishna consciousness and so on. To get into an extended discussion of what could we do better, what shouldn't we do, what should we do, is beyond the scope of the time available to us, and it's probably not the right forum also for going into that sort of discussion.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.